Hello, it's Wednesday, November 30th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. Before we get started today, we're going to have a little change in scheduling this week. Usually, we do our last radio show of the week on Thursday, and then do the TV version on Friday. Well, tomorrow we're going to do the TV version because of a photo gallery we have, and then Friday we're going to go back to the radio show. So it's not a real big deal, but we figured if you're wondering, just switching the days around. Exactly. Now, what we're going to talk about today is an article that we've alluded to a couple times last week, I think even earlier this week, and it was written by James Bamford, and it appeared in Rolling Stone magazine. It was called The Man Who Sold the War, and Lisa and I have been very, very intrigued by this article.
But as with everything else, you have to sort of look between the lines and extract what seems more plausible than the stuff that seems kind of, I don't know, what would you say?
Well,
curious.
Yeah. Well, James Bamford's well known in conspiracy research circles. He's written numerous books on the NSA, the National Security Agency. And when this article, it was his first ever to appear in Rolling Stone magazine, when it appeared, people seemed like he was this grand messiah, like, here it is, finally, the entire truth is laid out before us. But you're going to see differently by the end of this article that even though he does make a lot of good points, there's stuff in there that throw up red flags to show that this is nothing more, really, than just another disinfo piece targeted at a specific audience.
Right. More propaganda. A controlled article.
Yeah. Now, what this article is about is a man named John Rendon, who founded a group called the Rendon Group. And what they've been receiving for the last, 15 years or so, is these multi-million dollar contracts from the CIA and from the Pentagon. And what they're doing is outsourcing disinformation CIA style.
Right. According to Bamford's article, Rendon is one of the most powerful people in Washington and a leader in the field of perception management. In other words, manipulating information. Also, by extension, as Bamford indicates in his article, manipulation of the news media.
Right, and that's a very key word that Lisa just mentioned, perception management, because what had always historically been done by either the CIA or the NSA or any of these other alphabet agencies hidden within the government now is being more and more so being outsourced, just like they're doing in the media, or I mean in the military. And when Lisa said this includes the manipulation of information in the media, do you think she was only referring to the mainstream media? Well, as you'll see by the end of this show today, it also includes the alternative media.
Right, and media globally.
Mm-hmm.
The Rendon Group, as Victor has pointed out, has made millions off of these government contracts since 1991 when the CIA hired them to help create conditions to remove Saddam Hussein from power.
Yeah, and the article begins with an overview of the lies that were surrounding the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And it also touches upon something called the INC, the Iraqi National Congress, specifically a man who I'm sure all of you are aware of, Ahmed Shalabi.
Now wait, before you go any further, the INC was created by John Rendon.
Yeah, and it, you know, as far as Rendon even helped to install Shalabi as the head of this INC. So right from the start, we see this guy is definitely, this John Rendon is an insider, and you know, we get to see firsthand how the government and the intel's lie machine really operates.
Right. In fact, speaking of lie machines, Bamford's article begins as the CIA is faking a polygraph, actually giving this guy named Al-Hadiri, who was supposedly ratting out Saddam Hussein, giving him a polygraph test. And at the end of it, the expert said that he had lied through the whole thing from top to bottom, apparently in an effort to try to obtain a visa.
Right.
And it turns out it was faked, yet our government used this faked polygraph anyway.
Yeah. And to see how far the neocons and the INC and Chalabi and Rendon and the Zionists will go. Soon we have Chalabi contacting Judith Miller.
Right, because
at the New York Times.
That was their media venue of choice, conveniently right. enough.
Yeah, then Miller is very close to a guy named Scooter Libby. Now, these are all familiar names. Everybody knows them. And after that, we have front page stories soon starting to appear on the New York
right.
Times. Now, before we go on, Lisa, everybody thinks, if they listen to Bill O'Reilly, if they listen to Fox News or any of these guys, they think the New York Times is this big liberal anti-war media outlet. But the New York Times is Jewish-owned, it's Zionist-oriented, and they were the ones who, in the beginning, were the ones doing the most to champion the Iraq war and the WMDs.
Right. Miller claimed to not know about this failed lie detector test of al-Hadiri, despite her vaunted intelligence sources, according to Bamford, and her December 20th, 2001 front page report headlined, Iraqi defector tells of work on at least 20 hidden weapons sites, provided so-called proof of Hussein's alleged nuclear threat, which we all know now is bogus since there have been no findings of weapons of mass destruction.
Right. Also, do you see now why Judith Miller was so unwilling to give up her sources and actually went to jail for 80 days is because she didn't want to let the cat out of the bag about who was really behind her manipulating all of this information.
Right, so subsequently, this story was trumpeted by the White House and repeated by newspapers and TV networks around the world, just the first in a long line of fraudulent stories that led America into war.
Right, and as James Bamford said, this was the first war based almost entirely on covert propaganda. So it was a lie, and it was misleading right from day one.
Right. Now, according to Bamford, by law, the Bush administration is expressly prohibited
yep.
from disseminating government propaganda at home. Of course, there's been nothing to stop them from doing this from time immemorial. It's all a matter of how you spin a story as to what the truth is to one group or another.
Right, and that's vital to remember that it's prohibited by law for our government to engage in propaganda.
Right.
But what they do is they side skirt around this law. So they'll use their black budget money that the CIA gets. Then they'll hire outside agencies
mm-hmm.
to plant stories in the media.
Right. In other words, if the CIA hires independent contractors to do their dirty work, they can turn around and say their hands are clean, that they're not operating within the United States. But it's all really splitting hairs, because when it comes down to it, the funding's coming from the CIA, and actually the funding's coming from the American taxpayer.
Right, and what this is called is plausible denial.
Right.
If they do get busted, all the intel agencies have to say is, it wasn't us, you got to go look at those guys.
And what it results in is perception management.
That's right. Now, as we said earlier, they're not only twisting the mainstream media, they're also definitely involved in the alternative media, and we're going to give one quick example here. This is a quote from James Bamford, and he says that what they're doing is enhanced by communications and technologies that control access to and directly manipulate information. As a result, the information itself is now both a tool and a target of warfare.
He also says that military planners are said to be shifting away from the Cold War view that power comes from superior weapon systems. Instead, now information is the hot commodity.
Right. And as Lisa and I think we're talking about this Monday, and Lisa, when she read the article the first time, the first thing she really latched onto is John Rendon calls himself what? An information warrior.
Right. And he sends InfoWar teams around the world to plant this propaganda. Although, Rendon himself says they only disseminate the truth.
Yeah, well, of course. And
what else is he going to say?
When you start looking at this, he calls himself, John Rendon, an information warrior who has InfoWar teams. What does that remind you of now?
Gee, let's see. InfoWars?
Yeah.
I can give you, I don't know, one guess.
Exactly.
Rendon possesses, according to Bamford, above top secret clearance and has access to the most secret information from all three forms of intelligence collection, which includes eavesdropping, imaging satellites, and human spies.
Right. This guy's also pulling down $311.26 an hour, which he charges to the CIA and to the Pentagon, and there are reports now that half of all the CIA work performed is being performed by private contractors.
Right. He also lives in a really posh neighborhood. Yeah. I think his neighbors are Rumsfeld and McNamara.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think he lives in a multi-million dollar home.
Well, there's a lot of money
yeah.
in information management. And what they're doing now with these private intel contractors is that, first of all, they're completely unaccountable to Congress. I mean, not that that really matters because Congress is, you know, in their back pocket anyways. But what they go on to say is that nobody really knows how many of these mercenary spies are on the CIA payroll and how much power they really have.
Right. Also, what kind of screening do these people have? I mean, look at the types of information they're potentially being in possession of. Are they going to be discreet with this information? I mean, what kind of people are they? And Congress has no power to do anything about them.
Right. What we have essentially is corporate spooks. They've taken it out of the hands of what should be an agency of the federal government, and they outsourced it to people that nobody has any idea who they are. And if this article by James Bamford hadn't appeared, nobody would have known who Rendon is, even.
Yeah, well, they're calling them spies for hire or rent-a-spies. Now, think mm-hmm. about that. Intelligence matters in the hands of just somebody you could just find where. Where do they find these people?
Yeah, I guess in the corporate spook phone book or something in the Yellow Pages. I mean,
according to Bamford, half the CIA's work is now performed by these private contractors, and they're completely unaccountable to Congress. Is this what we want?
Yeah, and here's how it works. I touched upon it a few minutes ago, but here's really the process. Is the agency, that's the CIA, of course, they get their money through their black projects, whether that's drug trafficking in Afghanistan or whatever. Then what they do with this money is they launder it through banks or different front organizations, and then they funnel it through a back door to these various corporate spook disinformation groups.
According to Bamford, Rendon has been secretly involved in nearly every American shooting conflict in the past two decades, and Rendon himself says in Modern Warfare the outcome depends largely on the public's perception of the war, whether it's winnable or not. And of course, it will be perceived as winnable or not depending on the spin the media puts on it.
Yeah. Now, as we're talking about John Rendon, people would think, oh, he's just some far right-wing neocon, right? Well, that's not true, because if you look into his history, like Bamford points out, this guy's been playing both sides against the middle for decades now.
Apparently, he's up for grabs to the highest bidder.
Yeah, definitely, and that's what a mercenary is. He started off being an opponent of the Vietnam War. He campaigned for George McGovern when he ran against Nixon. He was also the executive director for the DNC, that's the Democratic National Committee. In 1980, he helped Jimmy Carter at his New York City convention and helped John Kerry get elected to the Senate in 1984. But then, in 1989, to see how he flip-flops, he signed on with George Bush Sr. and helping him overthrow Manuel Noriega. Then he helped him with Gulf War I, and now, of course, he's sidled up with the neocons. So this guy doesn't have any allegiance to either side. It's whoever pays him the most money.
He actually considers what he does as patriotic.
Yeah.
And he apparently gained influence considerably after the 9/11 attacks, where he was working at a fevered pitch, frantic pace, for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in a single stroke, they managed to create this perception of Osama bin Laden as the icon of terrorism. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that altered the world's perception of reality.
Yeah. And since you touched upon that, let's go back to Rendon's work in Panama. Here's what he was contracted to do. First of all, they wanted him to oust a nasty dictator. That was Manuel Noriega. Then they wanted him to replace him with a CIA, a new CIA chosen leader. Does that sound familiar to you? Kind of like Saddam Hussein, get rid of the nasty dictator,
right,
then put in somebody that the CIA has already chosen. It's the same thing. They've done it over and over and over again.
Right. 3 weeks after 9/11, the Pentagon awarded a large contract to the Rendon Group. Now, remember what the Rendon Group does. and our Pentagon awards them a large contract 3 weeks after 9/11. Around the same time, Pentagon officials also set up this highly secret organization called the Office of Strategic Influence, or the OSI. The OSI conducts covert disinfo and deception operations, which they plant false news items in the media and hide their origins.
Also, it was said that when they created the INC, this disinfo group, to get us into the war in Iraq, it was done with, and this is a direct quote, truckloads of CIA dollars. And in fact, the Rendon group is receiving right now $326,000 a month from the CIA. $326,000 a month.
Not too
from
shabby.
These guys, no.
The Rendon group helped create an information war room to monitor worldwide news, and they can respond almost instantly with counter propaganda. So, in other words, they shape the news. They can shape the news before it even appears on your networks or in your newspapers.
Yeah.
And whoever controls perception wins.
Yeah, there were also some secret briefing papers that were quoted about war propaganda, where it says that when it comes to the media, that those who convey the wrong message are punished. Mm. Now, keep that in mind, because we were talking to a radio talk show host last week, and he told us that Wing TV is absolutely forbidden to be on GCN.
Right. I guess we don't follow the script.
So, see, we've been punished because we don't convey the proper message that those people who are controlling the alternative media want to be conveyed. This is found on page 7 of this article. Read it. Think about that. Those in the mainstream media who don't follow the right message get punished.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us in the alternative media that don't follow the script get punished. Wing TV is not allowed to be on GCN,
Ted
Anderson's network.
In presentations that Rendon himself has given, he has cautioned the people listening to him to be wary, to be cautious and leery of independent news groups and organizations that can take control of a story and put their own spin on it or present it in a manner in which the Pentagon wouldn't present it. In other words, before the Pentagon gets to put their spin on it.
Right. And this also applies to the alternative media. Now, this is another quote from Rendon, and it says that they have been contracted to monitor Internet chat rooms and to participate in these chat rooms when and if asked. He said that they're also been asked to create websites with regular news summaries and feature articles. Now, this is a direct admission from one of the highest people in the government's disinfo program that they're contracted by the CIA to monitor Internet chat rooms and to create false websites. This is active participation in the alternative media and disinformation. What more do people want?
Right. And considering that these people are above and beyond any congressional oversight, he can actually hire people to even work within the United States to pull off this deception. His InfoWar teams have actually been used to produce scripts and TV news segments built around themes and storylines supportive of U.S. policy objectives.
Yeah, there's also something called a 74-page document called the Information Operations Roadmap. And in this, it says that they're calling for psychological operations to be launched over radio, television, and emerging technologies such as the Internet. Again, they're admitting that they're targeting the Internet. Now, who do you think they're targeting? Well, do you think they're going after sites that are devoted to crocheting or to sites that are devoted to, like, movie
or
trivia?
Or even small, obscure sites?
Right.
Or do you think they'd go after very popular, very large, very influential personalities and websites?
Yeah. The people they're targeting isn't the crocheting websites. It's the Patriot Movement and the alternative media. And as we've said before on this show, do you think they're going to try to infiltrate a guy named John Smith who lives in Topeka, Kansas, and he has 100 hits a month on a site? No. They're going to target the people we have on the cover of No More Illusions. It's the big sites that want to shape your mind just the way CNN and Fox News is shaping it. This is direct admissions now that these groups are doing it.
And, you know, we've often heard from people who listen to our show and read our articles that we should get back to fighting the New World Order and not these so-called patriots within the patriot community. But what we've always said and what we've maintained is that the New World Order has infiltrated the patriot community, and these so-called patriots aren't necessarily patriots.
That's right. If any, see, when you talk to somebody that's fixed on Fox News or CNN, and you try to tell them about 9/11, how it was an inside job, these people can't seem to accept the information because it's too overwhelming for them. But when we come to you now and say the alternative media has been infiltrated, how many people are just like those who watch Fox and CNN? They can't accept it. It's too overwhelming. They think to themselves, these people that I listen to every day are actually government spook disinfo sites used to contain us.
According to Bamford, never before in history has such an extensive secret network been established to shape the entire world's perception of war.
That's right. That's so right. And as we close this show out today, there's one quote in here where we knew that Bamford also wasn't playing it completely straight with us, because he quotes Rendon about 9/11, and he says directly afterward, "Nobody was sure if we're going to be attacked again." Now, these people here, with as much access to information as they do, know damn well that 9/11 wasn't pulled off by 19 Arab cave dwellers.
Right. Very few people have above top secret clearance status, as Rendon apparently does. And, you know, I asked the question, too, why would this interview even be done in the first place? Considering what Rendon's job is, why would he even grant an interview of this nature? And so you have to question if this is just some intentional leaked information to send a message to let people know that internet chat rooms and websites are being monitored. I don't know. But
well, what it is...
Or why Rolling Stone...
Yeah.
...publishes this.
Yeah, well, Rolling Stone started off as a counterculture magazine, but now they've become so corporate and so controlled that basically what this Bamford article, especially the 9/11 quote, is doing is it's reinforcing...
The fear theme.
Well, the fear... But also, it's reinforcing the official story...
Yep.
...to the leftist crowd and also the yuppies now, the yuppies that subscribe to Rolling Stone magazine. So they read through this article and are like, oh, yeah, look at this. They're proving that Bush and all them lied about 9/11. But, oh, boy, that nasty Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda... It proves right here that they were the ones behind it because the article said so. So this is pure disinformation, just like what Rendon is doing, and just like those sites that have been infiltrated in the mainstream media and the alternative media are doing. You have to be so vigilant of what you're taking in
right.
And accepting as information.
So as you can see, when you really closely examine this article, and we hope that all of you do, you'll realize that the New World Order is not just out there. The New World Order is where we are.
Yeah. And
we've never stopped fighting it.
People seem to think that the New World Order and the Patriot Movement are mutually exclusive.
Like they're in two separate universes.
Yes. They're all meshed together as one.
Right.
And as Eric Hufschmidt said, do you think these people are just going to sit idly by while people on the internet expose their crimes? No, they've done it ever since the 60s and before with COINTELPRO.
No, and just for the very fact that they would feel it necessary to infiltrate the alternative media shows that we are becoming a force to reckon with.
Right, and see, the ones that they hate the most are the ones like us, the ones that aren't a part of a network, the ones that aren't receiving advertising money, the ones that aren't receiving corporate money like Amy Goodman does. We're the most independent news source there is on the internet, and you look at these other places and look where they get their money, and then you ask yourself, do you think they're truly independent?
Well, I was telling Victor the other day, the best thing about Wing TV, there's just two of us. We don't have other people helping us out, so there's no chance that one of, like, a peripheral person could sell out or betray.
Right. And then also, as we've shown with the networks, they have this company man mentality, just like the mainstream networks do, where if somebody does something wrong, like censor information or sell out a Patriot family, nobody else on the network is allowed to talk about it. And also, think about this again. One of the radio talk show hosts told us that Wing TV, Lisa and myself, is banned from ever appearing on GCN again. Now, we're also...
He can't even tell them if he wants to call us on the phone or if he's spoken to us.
Yeah. Now, do you think we're ever going to get on Fox News or CNN or ABC or George Norrie's network?
Maybe when hell freezes over.
Yeah, we're not going to get on any of those because they're corporate controlled. And guess what? We're never going to get on GCN again either because... Who do you think's controlling them?
We're not in the script.
That's right. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow with the television version of Wing TV. Until then, keep this information in mind and keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.